So it looks like, you know, based on what I've read on Facebook in particular, many people are coming in Tuesday evening. People will be arriving all day Wednesday, and some, you know, will come in even on Thursday. And, you know, we'll probably get some stragglers later in the week too. But maybe you can have connected with some other people that you know that will be, you know, finding out when they come in. But there'll be, you know, there'll be people there starting Tuesday. Just know that there'll always be somebody there that you can talk to as soon as you come in.
I know I will be there on Tuesday.
Yes.
We're arriving on Tuesday as well.
Great.
And I'm coming in before that. So I'll be there. I'll be there Tuesday. Now, Arlene, you've been to the most conferences. So how about if you tell everyone a little bit about the kinds of people who will be at the conference?
Well, one of the most fascinating things, I remember going to my first conference in Albuquerque. It was shortly after the diagnosis, probably like 3 months after the diagnosis of my kids. And I, you know, didn't know what to expect, just knew that I needed information. I was, you know, freaked out and scared and not knowing what the future holds. And everyone has a smile, is very kind, didn't feel intimidated by anything. You know, when I first went and registered, you know, here I have to tell you what my name is, and yeah, I'm a parent, and, you know, but it really didn't make me feel uncomfortable at all. The people I've met, I mean, I think I met Jane, okay, with my first conference, and it's, besides the other family members, the access to the medical professionals is unbelievable. I mean, they are, they give you these great sessions. Some, you know, I think when I went to the conference, we didn't separate between family friendly and medical. So, you know, it was a much smaller deal at the time. And I literally thought that I would see smoke coming out of their heads. They were so brilliant. But then, after those brilliant sessions that they're talking to all of us about, I would see them in the hall and they would be very approachable. And were willing to sit 5, 10 minutes or however long I needed to ask my question and feel comfortable with the answer. And they, as well as the other parents, have become lifelong friends. And it's because of this camaraderie that we feel when we come together for a conference. One of my most favorite stories was at the Portland conference. My father had just passed away, William Rosen, which some of you might have heard that name. And it was because of the Albuquerque conference that Ben Oestra from the Netherlands was talking about a call for brains, and, you know, he needed that to further his research. And he was one of the lead investigators on who found Fragile X in the first place. And it just kind of stuck in my head. And then when my father was failing, I made the decision with a lot of help from Rondi and my family to donate my father's vital organs for research. And I did that. It was a very emotional time. And then it came up to the Portland conference. And I saw William Greenough there, who was an investigator from University of Chicago. And, I mean, I knew his name, but I knew that he got some of the tissue samples, but I had never met him. And I saw him there, and I said, "Bill Greenough, you're working on my dad." And all of a sudden, he starts to cry because it became real for him for the first time. It wasn't just tissue anymore. It was my father. And that, to me, was a very significant point, that they get as much out of our being there as we get from them being there.
Wow. Great story.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a win-win for the researchers and the clinicians and the educators and the parents. And I would even say for the children, from the first many years I went to the conference, I did not bring my kids. I thought I just needed this time away and needed to, you know, have my peace and my focus on the conference. But as my kids aged, we brought them. And a very interesting thing has come of that, and that is that they love going to the conferences as much as I do because it is a place that it's okay and it's even popular to have Fragile X. And they finally feel this relief and knowing that there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know, and they feel confident and are driven to do even better and to and feel very comfortable about the conference. So, you know, I've done it both ways with and without kids, but as my kids have gotten older, I see it's as important for them as it is for me.
Well, and I love, I mean, and it's even, you know, I've met your kids a few times, and they both remember me. I mean, just from our few short meetings, you
sure.
know, it's they'll come seek me out, or I'll go find them and
uh-huh.
find out what's going on in their life. It's really, it is, it's really a delight to have kids there.
Yeah, I mean, it's both. You know, I see both sides.
And I've had the experience without the kids there, and just being able to really have that time to interact with other parents and know that what you're going through, the other parents are going through also, where, you know, in your community back at home, it might not be normal, but at the conference, it's very normal, and everybody understands, and everybody is in the same boat.
You know, we talk about, Jeff and I talk about going to the conference, and, like, our armor comes off at the conference, you know, the armor we wear every day at home to fight the fight and, you know,
mm-hmm.
do what we do, it comes off at the conference. And then slowly, as you get home again, it takes a little bit of time, but you realize you have to zip up again. I mean, on many levels. But the good part is that you have met so many wonderful people who you can talk to on a day-to-day basis. You can reach out to a researcher or a clinician if you need to for that extra support.
You've gained a support system.
Yes.
Right. You've expanded it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you, and like you said, I mean, the analogy is perfect. You've been able to take your armor off for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has to come back on, but, man, it's nice to take it off for a few days. And
yeah. It's heavy.
Yes. It is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to keep moving so that we can talk about a little bit about the actual session of the conference. So when families get there, you know, when registration opens Wednesday morning, and you'll register upstairs, and you'll see, once you get to the hotel, you'll see this inside this beautiful hotel.
And it's very simple. It's on the second floor, and it's very open. You cannot miss it.
And most of the actual breakout sessions will also be upstairs. We do occasionally run a session downstairs, but most of everything else you'll need will be upstairs. And there is a session Wednesday afternoon at 3:45, and we'll talk more about the actual binder that you'll get when you register. And in it will have all a lot of what you see online right now with the agenda and who's speaking and in what room. You'll be able to see the actual room, so we can run through a little more of the binder and how to use the binder over the few days while you're at the conference. And we'll go into more detail about, you know, and if you have any specific questions about sessions, which one should I go to? And, you know, and the question always comes up, what if there's two sessions that I want to go to? What should I do? And so, you know, a strategy for that is, you know, you find another friend and you split up, or if you're with your spouse, you split up, or you find somebody else who can go. We have specifically asked everyone this year about recording this, you know, is it okay to record a session? And what we've told all the presenters is that we are going to assume that it's okay to record your session unless you tell us and post a sign not to. So I haven't heard any, you know, feedback, I mean, any throwback on that they don't like that. And so We haven't had a problem. People have recorded in the past, and so just know that that is an option too. If you have more than one session you want to go to,
and sometimes there's the handouts that you can still get from those sessions, even if you can't go.
And I would like to say what Arlene had said earlier, how everybody is so warm and welcoming. Most of those handouts have the speakers' information on it as far as contact information. And I know that in past conferences I have not been able to get to a session because there's been two at the same time. And once the conference was over, I had gone back and gotten in contact with some of the speakers of the sessions I did want to go to but couldn't. And they got on the phone and they were more than helpful to talk with me.
Wonderful. Well, and mostly, I mean, and what we're hoping for is that most of the PowerPoints and the handouts will be online before the conference this year. That's what we're really shooting for. I mean, we're asking for them pretty early, so there's many, you know, some of the doctors and the researchers won't have their information because they're actually presenting, like, last-minute results. I mean, it's that up-to-date information that you'll be hearing at the conference.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yes, so some of that information may not be available until the day of the conference. It is. It's very exciting.
That's the best part. Hot off the press. You will get
yes.
everything.
Yes.
And more.
You know, and in addition to all the sessions during the day, there are several other activities I want to just kind of briefly mention so that you don't lose sight of it. You know, we have a big meet and greet Wednesday evening.
And the meet and greet, the meet and greet on Wednesday evening, we are planning for it to be outdoors. So I just want to make sure that we keep talking about the hotel being chilly, but weather permitting, it is going to be outside since we are going to be indoors most of the time for the sessions during the day. So please dress cool, dress in that summer clothing. It is a casual environment, but know to dress cool.
Is there food there? Or
there will be appetizers, and there will be a cash bar. It is not dinner.
Okay. We're on our own.
But it is. We want to really be able to, have friends, meet new friends, and reunite with the old ones, and really get a taste of the local flavor of Miami. But make sure you dress appropriately because it can get warm.
So do you know where in the hotel that will be?
That will be on the pool level. So it's sixth or seventh floor, where the pool level.
Okay. Good. On Thursday, we're going to have, the sessions get started full-blown. At noon on Thursday, we've started having these lunchtime workshops where we have different rooms, and it's all very informal, and we're hoping to have a sign up online just to get an idea how many people will be going. But there'll be rooms like for mothers, for fathers, for grandparents and other relatives, for siblings. We may even have a room for mothers of children who are nonverbal, and another room for children, mothers of or parents of children who are adults. And it just gives families the time to go into a room, eat lunch, and meet with some other people who are, looking for the same thing that you are. And it's we used to do these on Saturday, and we thought, well, let's do it on Thursday so everybody gets a chance to meet each other and spend some time with each other the rest of the time they're at the conference. So that's been real popular.
It's my favorite session.
Oh.
It's my favorite session of the entire conference.
I just want you to know it was my idea way back in the day.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Arlene.
There you go, Arlene.
Right. Yes.
My favorite session of the conference. It really is, and I get the most out of that one.
Good. Arlene, you rock. That's good.
I just need to pat my back every once in a while.
Do it. I'm doing it right now, too.
Just okay.
Too funny. Thursday night. Now, It's called, we have a poster session, and I want to encourage families to walk through these posters because talk about last minute results of testing. I mean, some of the information that are on these posters, and some of it is very basic science and in terms that are difficult to understand. But when you look at the bottom line or the results of their research,
you can find learn some of the this is where you can see also some of the latest late breaking news. So I encourage everybody to walk through these posters.
And a lot of times that the reason that there's a poster section and why they don't have a regular workshop is that it might be too specific, you know, and or what they have to say won't take as much time, you know, as
right.
they would need in a standardized workshop, you know, but doesn't mean it's any less significant.
Yes. Yes. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that, you know, a lot of us may not have, you know, with all those, the selection of sessions to go to, you may not go to a basic science because there's another one you want to go to, and this is a good chance to see a lot
mm-hmm.
of information presented in a short period of time. And so, I encourage families.
It's a very informal. There's people that have literally posters.
They literally are. Yeah, they're like.
Yeah, they literally are posters.
Posters on easels with the researcher standing right next to it who
yeah.
will explain to you what's going on.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Or you can just walk through and read them for yourself. I mean, it's a very informal type of session.
So, Michelle, can you tell us a little bit more about the trip to the Marlins game on Friday night?
Oh, well, Linda Sorensen and I are so excited for this. It is an amazing, amazing venue. I was actually there last night to watch the Marlins be defeated against the Boston Red Sox. It is such a beautiful, brand-new stadium. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, but I don't like baseball. Well, there happens to be baseball going on in this magnificent stadium where you can walk around. There's plenty of different things to eat. There's actually an oyster bar, believe it or not, there. There is something called the Clevelander, which is a club that you can go to within it. But what we've decided to do is section off an entire section of the stadium with great seats just off the third base line. And normally in a baseball game, you're sitting still, you can't mingle, but we've really been able to pick a section where you can get up, move around, you don't need to worry about interfering with guests outside the
our group.
Fragile X group. And right at our section is also a great area with a little bar, so people can move around and talk and socialize, and you don't have to feel confined that you're sitting in a baseball seat. And there's going to be buses that are going to be shuttling everybody from the hotel. It's about a 10-minute bus ride to Marlins Stadium, gorgeous stadium.
And that's included with the price of the ticket, right?
It is included. Transportation is included. There's also going to be a voucher that is included. I forgot the amount, but it is included where you could buy a souvenir or purchase some food while you were there, so you can do what you want with that. And a really, really neat thing is if you purchase your tickets, it's on the national website, National Fragile X website. I'm not sure of the exact date, but if you pre-purchase your tickets, which is $75 for an adult and $25 for a child, you have the chance to be entered in to throw out the first pitch at the game.
That's awesome.
So that is something very cool, once-in-a-lifetime type of opportunity, and I can't say enough about it. I'm very excited about that night.
Yeah, it's always great.
Yes.
That's fun. That's really fun.
You know,
it's really cool night.
We didn't talk about the Friday luncheon.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, which is also included, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And, you know, you want to, I'm not sure what the agenda is for that luncheon this year.
I haven't heard that either.
Huh?
I haven't heard the agenda.
I mean, usually sometimes there's a couple significant speakers that speak, or there could be a couple of awards given.
Yes, it's hosted by the National Fragile X Organization.
Right.
I think it's a time to honor people that have had a significant impact in the Fragile X community.
Yep.
And it's also another great time to just you know, find a table with somebody you just met or an old friend and just really take a breather and enjoy being with everybody with some delicious food.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, the other thing we mentioned about what to wear at the banquet on Saturday night, but I think I always like to point out one of my favorite things is that they have there's a silent auction and a live auction.
Yes. So we have so many great things for the silent auction, everything from jewelry to art to wine. I know that each Lynx organization from around the country is providing a basket from their region to auction off. There's going to be so many wonderful items to choose from. And then we're going to be having the live auction as well, which will include, as years past, which is a very, very popular item, we're going to be auctioning off some of our most famous professionals to come to your house to give an in-service. So that's always a great thing.
And
so it's a fun night. It's a very fun night.
Yes, and the dancing, it's always fun.
Yes.
My daughter has knitted a scarf and painted 3 pictures, so you'll be getting those.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. There's always so many great items.
Mm. Besides the handmade. It's a really nice thing. But not to say that my daughter's stuff isn't nice, but it is. But
yeah, well, it's great for everybody. There's something for everybody there.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday morning, and sometimes I think this is the best-kept secret of the conference, they have 2 panel sessions. And this year we're going to do, and Arlene is on one of the panels, she and her husband, we're doing the first session on Sunday morning is going to be 3 couples talking about their experiences with their child or children. And we do take questions from the audience. And then the second session that morning is a team of multidisciplinary professionals. And so all your favorite people will be on both panels. And so if you haven't already made your tickets, if you can't stay, this is a time to...
Make sure you stay for this.
Make
and
sure
you
stay for
questions.
This.
These panels are for... They pretty much take questions from the audience.
The entire time. It's pretty much right. The entire thing is that, yes.
And they're great questions, too, because they might not fit into one of the exact sessions. And they could be questions like, I can't get my kid to brush their teeth, help. They could be more specific, and then they can also be general. But most of the time, you don't even realize that you have the same question as somebody that just asked that question.
Right.
So it's a really neat time. It's a culminating time.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, I can't say enough of it. The first time I went to it, I went, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And there will be an exhibit hall. And I don't know the latest count on exhibits, a number of exhibitors, but it sounds like we've got, we've got many of the clinics will be represented. We've got different organizations coming in. And so I think the exhibit hall is another, aspect of the conference not to miss.
Right. You also have learning, educational things that you can purchase, different reading programs or sensory integration tech, things that you can purchase for your child, DVDs on, many different subjects that you can, that's what they accept.
Resource textbooks were a really big popular item, I remember.
Mm-hmm.